As the clock ticks down to the opening of the Sonoma-Cotty Fair on Thursday, the fairgrounds are a swarm of busy preparations. Nowhere more so than inside the Hall of Flowers, which has to be ready for the grand opening preview Wednesday evening. Overseeing it all is Greg Duncan, the master designer for the Hall of Flowers for the past 20 years. He's delighted with this year's 1960s-oriented theme, Flower Power.
I picked this theme because I knew it would be something that the exhibitors could go wild with color and the style of flowers. This is just going to be a riot and an explosion of color. Each garden is a song from the 60s that starts with a color. So we have Yellow Submarine and Green River and White Rabbit. The 60s was a period where color and style and design in fashion and especially in music were really new and exciting and vibrant. And I thought this would be ideal for the show. And as we've been putting it together, more and more ideas have cropped up, and the exhibitors, of course, bring in their own ideas.
There are 10 primary exhibitors in the main hall, each illustrating a separate song. For Rebecca Posey, it's the Grateful Dead's Scarlet Begonias.
I only listened a couple times, and then I just took the lyrics. Luckily, there was a lot of different parts in it that I could take out. One part, E for two. So that's what my water feature is, a teapot pouring into teacups. Obviously, the begonias, I will get that in there. The song takes place in London, so it's very formal, but we're doing a kind of 60s twist, so it's going to be kind of formal with just some twists in there.
In another corner, Jim Pugh, a member of the Men's Garden Club of Santa Rosa, was helping set up their elaborate display, loosely based on the song Crimson and Clover.
We are creating a quirky exhibit. This is the 60s. We have peace signs, we have hearts, we have love. We have a VW that's kind of lodged in here. It's a bug, and so we created our water feature out of pieces of a bug. And we've also created some yellow to go with it because there's a special prize for the best use of yellow. So we're trying for that.
If they're successful, he added, that money would go into their youth scholarship fund. The overall theme for the fair this year is also a nod to the 60s, peace, love, and fair. Designer Greg Duncan is a firm believer that the flower show should mesh with everything that's going on around it.
I have always felt that the fair and the flower show should be united in theme, and it didn't used to be that way. The flower show would go to Japan and the fair would do poultry in motion or something. For the last 20 years, we've gotten together and talked about a theme that would work for the whole fair as well as the Hall of Flowers. And so we're all trying to get everybody excited about the same kind of imagery.
The coming year's theme is chosen early each winter, and the design and planning follows quickly enough that the huge murals at either end of the hall are usually completed by February. Every year, Duncan says, he sets out to top whatever had been done the year before.
This is a job where every year I try to do something that I didn't do, have some new challenge that both interests and excites me and my crew, and give something new to the public to see.
This year, he's setting that bar extra high. I'm Bruce Robinson for KRCB's North Bay Report.